Congress has left Washington for summer recess, leaving a big piece of unfinished business, the creation of a new Department of Homeland Security. There's broad agreement on the need for the new department, but there are also big differences between lawmakers over how it will operate. The Bush administration wants companies to tell the new department just how vulnerable they are to terrorist attack. It also wants those reports to be exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, some people think that's a mistake.
The problem, says Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge, is that private companies own about 85% of the nation's critical infrastructure, things such as computer systems, chemical plants, and utilities. The government wants these companies to share information about how a terrorist might be able to attack their facilities so officials can help protect them. But right now, says Ridge, firms are very reluctant.
We've heard it over and over again in our discussions with businesses and trade associations. One, they want to be forthcoming. But they don't want to publicize it necessarily to give a roadmap for the terrorist. Two, there may be some competitive implications that we can't appreciate.
Ridge says companies fear that anything they tell the government, even in confidence, will eventually get out. The Bell South Corporation is pretty typical. Since September 11th, the telecommunications firm has had many requests for information from the federal government and state and local authorities, says Bill McCluskey, Director of Media Relations.
And all of them asking questions like, gee, could you tell us your 100 most vulnerable points on the network? And our answer has been, no, I don't think so.
McCluskey says the company feels somewhat secure because its operations are spread out. In Atlanta, for example, Bell South has 80 buildings. Some are just warehouses and parking garages, but others contain tens of thousands of phone lines.
And since those tens of thousands of phone lines are very critical to the livelihood of Atlanta, Georgia, we are not about to say, why, there it is, right over there. If anyone wants to go attack it, that would be your best place to attack. It'd be kind of like putting a huge kick me sign on the back of Bell South.
But having this kind of information is at the heart of the president's plan for a new Department of Homeland Security, which will be in charge of protecting the nation's infrastructure. So, to ease corporate concerns, the Bush administration has proposed a special exemption to the Freedom of Information Act, also known as FOIA. It would apply to any threat information that companies voluntarily share with the new department. The House has already included this exemption in its version of the Homeland Security bill, but it doesn't sit too well with those who think the country's safer when there's more access to government information, not less.
Trust us, we're the government, and trust us, we're the company, is not the right answer to terrorism.
Tim Edgar is legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union.
It is exactly the kind of public scrutiny which FOIA provides, which the Freedom of Information Act provides, that's necessary to force action to correct these vulnerabilities. And because we're talking about vulnerabilities of any kind, whether it's power plants, water plants, electricity plants, or what have you, and we don't know what those vulnerabilities are, there's no public pressure to do anything about them.
Edgar and others, including environmental groups, are also concerned that companies will use the exemption to avoid other disclosure laws by giving the information to the Department of Homeland Security and claiming it's a secret. Congressman David Obey of Wisconsin is one of many Democrats who resisted the exemption in the House.
It would be very easy for agencies and the industries with whom these agencies work to simply launder a whole lot of information that the public has a right to know through this agency on issues such as public health and safety.
For example, a company might tell a new department about broken pollution control equipment, and by doing so, keep the information from the public and from potential plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the firm. Proponents of the FOIA exemption say that's an exaggeration, but just in case, a Senate committee passed a version that specifically states the exemption won't apply to information that would otherwise have to be made available to the public. Edgar of the ACLU welcomes the Senate change, although he thinks current law already provides enough protection for national security information and trade secrets. But companies say if they don't feel completely safe revealing sensitive details to the Department of Homeland Security, they just won't do it. And no matter what, says McCluskey of Bell South, businesses will be wary.
If there is a FOIA exemption, we will feel more comfortable sharing more information.
but not completely comfortable sharing everything. McCluskey says even as Bell South works with the new department, it will probably continue to keep some things private, just in case. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.